833-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, August 6, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Dr. Jeff giving us that information. Want to thank him as well as the people at the 4-H for doing this for Chippewa County. Give the kids something to do, teach them some very vital, vital skills, and get them to continue the tradition of being part and active and exercising their Second Amendment rights. You have to understand, folks, if you don't use it, you lose it. That's the bottom line. So start them while they're young. Get them comfortable to being around guns, firearms, and teach them, train them the importance of being safe and knowing how to use them, as well as exercising their Second Amendment rights. Greatly appreciate everything they're doing. One of the things I think that's pretty interesting is how this is happening, unfolding in Washington, D.C. For years, on this microphone, and us talking among ourselves, social media posts, people having conversations at organizations and different meetings, Republican meetings, whatever, we've always talked about the two-tier justice system. There's a set of laws for Republicans. There's another set of laws for Democrats. Basically, Bill and Hillary Clinton going all the way back to being governor of Arkansas. I found a video, posted it, shared it on my Twitter X account this morning. And it was kind of interesting. Going all the way back to his days as governor, Bill Clinton was involved in drug operations in his state of Arkansas. The drug cartel, the Contras, guns, drugs, the CIA, all stemming from a cover-up of an airport, a small airstrip in Mena, M-E-N-A, Arkansas. Major, major international cocaine smuggling ring was ran basically out of that airport. And it was also involved in smuggling guns for the CIA to Nicaragua Contras. This entire investigation went nowhere and people lost their lives in order to expose the operation, which is allegedly still operational in some areas of the country today. The Clintons and the individuals involved were so confident at times that they literally would move product off of an aircraft in broad daylight right out in the open. Normally, those operations are done in the middle of the night. Well, not in Arkansas. Why? Because basically, Bill and Hillary Clinton had everyone in their pockets in the state of Arkansas. Judges, local and state police, prosecutors, everybody was in on it. They knew they could get away with it because they were the government. Well, a whistleblower came forward, Kathy O'Brien, and she broke down her experience with the Clintons during their time in office in Arkansas, moving cocaine, and also other information that was going on between the Clintons and the CIA. all of this being used for various funding of the Contras as well as drug activity here in the United States. Well, in addition to exposing all of the activities going on in Arkansas back in the day when Clinton was the governor, she went on to explain that she was being used as a sex slave for both Bill and Hillary Clinton. More actually with Hillary than with Bill. Primarily because in her statements, Bill and Hillary Clinton both are bisexual. Bill Clinton obviously favoring young women, but also men. Hillary Clinton, she never saw Hillary with a man ever. She was always involved in sexual activity with women. Now, the question needs to be asked, what if this operation is tied to other presidents? And actually goes much higher than the United States government. Is there ties to human trafficking rings, and are they still in effect today? Now, this is how powerful and just, this is a powerful and not just another story of how deep the Clintons' reign of power goes and how possibly big this global cabal really is. Now it's time that they're all held accountable. Question is going to be, are the Clintons going to, in fact, when subpoenaed, come and testify in front of Congress? Yesterday afternoon, James Comer, the United States Congressman, has already sought out subpoenas. Not only has he asked for subpoenas to be delivered and served on Bill and Hillary Clinton, but he's also gone after all of the past FBI directors, CIA directors, and attorney generals. Holder, Merrick Garland, even Jeff Sessions, who was the attorney general for Donald Trump in his first term. Is there a cover-up going on? Have you guys been turning your head looking the other way? Have you been compensated by the Clintons? But when you look at this and how the CIA was central to the Clintons' operation and the amount of millions, potentially billions of dollars that have been money laundered, drug money being laundered through the Clintons and banks. You remember back in the day, the savings and loan scandal that was happening in Arkansas. Whitewater. Well, now they're connecting the dots and they're saying the banking industry, mortgages, and many other operations was all money that was generated through drug sales. Sex slaves, human trafficking, it's all starting to come out. Well, this is all, I believe, going to be part of what Pam Bondi is going to go after. When you look at these stories, when you look at the way things are lining up, connecting the dots, timing of these stories coming out, along with this grand jury announcement, very, very interesting. And the other thing, again, she just announced the formation of this grand jury, a prosecutor to run it. Obama administration officials have all lawyered up. Things just got serious in a very short period of time, especially since documents which have been declassified are now being put in the hands of a grand jury. This isn't a game. This is not some big show that Pam Bondi's running. This is serious as it gets. Criminal charges are filed. Witnesses will be called in. And all of the suspects have lawyered up because they know what's coming. What makes this very important is that they don't have Biden's pardons on their side. And what completely changes this game, turns it up to a 10, is the fact that the grand jury will not be held in Washington, D.C. Rumors are floating around that Pam Bondi is going to potentially hold these grand jury activities in her home state of Florida. Who's the governor of Florida? Ron DeSantis. Personally, I believe Ron DeSantis, Marco Rubio, will be vying for Vice President J.D. Vance to choose them in 2028. DeSantis may even primary challenge Vance if they aren't able to work together. Marco Rubio, same thing. Donald Trump was asked about it by Fox News reporter Ducey yesterday, and he said, "Who do you see, Mr. President, as being your replacement for the MAGA movement in 2028? Do you want to clear the field right now and announce you believe it is Vice President J.D. Vance?" Trump didn't deny it. He said J.D. Vance is doing a great job. He's learning all of the roles and responsibilities. Marco Rubio, Ron DeSantis, well, they could be involved as well. They decide to team up and work together. I could see that happening. We're going to get into the tide of Florida. Short break. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4255. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, just wrapping up this story, activity happening on this particular news story about Pam Bondi, the Attorney General for Donald Trump's United States, U.S. Attorney General, announcing yesterday the formation of a grand jury. And again, according to this story, potentially considering doing it in the state of Florida, not Washington, D.C. Perhaps the reason would be that the deep state would be out of their swamp and not have the backing of corrupt D.C. lawfare that always seems to go their way. They now all know this, and they are terrified. The reason everything is taking so long is because they are doing things by the book, following the laws, not cutting corners, not making up any fake dossiers or evidence, just to slap together some sham case. They are making sure that they stick to the law and that they can prosecute corrupt, lying traitors to this country to the fullest extent of the law and send every single one of them to prison and show that you can't just do whatever you want to do just because you're powerful. Wanting to make sure that this never happens again. Well, because of their egos and their arrogance, they all pushed it to the limits. Well, they played with fire, and now they're about to get burned. Now, one of the things that is very interesting in the dynamics of all this, Marco Rubio is from Southern Florida, was a United States U.S. Senator from the state of Florida. A good friend of his is the governor, Ron DeSantis. Donald Trump's Attorney General, Pam Bondi, is also from the state of Florida. In Florida is about as far away from Washington, D.C. you can get on the political spectrum. During the China virus, Ron DeSantis refused to shut down the state of Florida. He stood up to the China virus mandates, the forcing of masks, and all the other garbage that went along with it. Basically running the free state of Florida. from their state legislature to their judges to the entire process of which this grand jury may be put together. When Vicky and I visited Florida a couple of winters ago, every single person that we came in contact with supported Donald Trump. From waitresses to the people at the stores, gas stations, even the RV park where we were staying, everybody was pro-Trump. As a matter of fact, there was Trump flags everywhere. Ron DeSantis is a young man. J.D. Vance in his 40s. Marco Rubio the same. Pam Bondi. Now, if they do work together, this ends up, this grand jury in Florida, and it's made up of Florida residents, these people in Washington, D.C. are in huge trouble. Those people down there absolutely hate the swamp in Washington. And when they get this information that's not only been declassified already, but according to Tulsi Gabbard on Laura Ingraham's show last night, even more evidence is coming out very soon. The deeper and deeper she digs into this, more and more and more evidence is coming forward. And she has vowed that she is going to declassify it and put it out there and give it to Pam Bondi. She even mentioned the fact that she's working with Cash Patel of the FBI and going to bring the resources of the FBI into this investigation. As the Director of National Intelligence, she says that she believes she's doing what needs to be done to protect our democratic republic. Absolutely making sure that the American people are fully aware of everything all of these people have been doing all of these years and getting away with it. Well, guess what? It's all coming to a stop. She believes that she is doing a great service to this country to expose these people, put a stop to it, and make sure the swamp gets drained in Washington, D.C. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo.